Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Today we're talking real estate and details of a multi-million dollar land deal that closed recently near downtown Bentonville. I'll also have a conversation with Ward Davis, who is leading development of a 76-acre mixed-use project on Johnson Mill Boulevard, just east of Interstate 49 in Washington County. And one of the Boulevard's few existing commercial buildings recently changed owners. I'll tell you who a little later. We begin today, though, with Specialized Real Estate Group of Fayetteville, which has completed the land acquisition for a multi-million dollar mixed-use development near downtown Bentonville. The company recently closed on the purchase of 11.2 acres just east of the square for $6.2 million. The development firm made deals with 10 separate property owners to assemble the land. The purchase was financed by Arvest Bank. Specialized Real Estate Group has a plan to transform the site into a mixture of residential, office, retail, and commercial tenants. Phase one of construction is expected to begin later this year. There are more details on this project in a story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. The tiny community of Johnson is taking its turn in Northwest Arkansas's development spotlight. Infrastructure work has started on Phase 1 of Johnson Square, a 74-acre development valued at approximately $200 million. It's mostly to the north of Johnson Mill Boulevard in Johnson, the town of about 3,600 people situated between the two largest cities in Northwest Arkansas, Springdale to the north and Fayetteville to the south. The men behind the idea are Ward Davis, Morgan Hooker, Bob Hill, and Gerald Johnston. Davis, Hooker, and Johnston are the owners of newly formed High Street Real Estate and Development Company. They are marketing the property to potential tenants, both residential and commercial. Johnston and Hill, who is also a broker for the firm, own the land. What will Johnson Square ultimately look like, and how was it designed? I caught up with Ward Davis to find out.
Tell me about the phrase new urbanism, and just, you know, how do you go about designing, you know, this quote live, work, play district that will be pedestrian friendly and encourage people to walk and live and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The name new urbanism, there's not a whole lot that's new about it. Really, it's a lot of it is just taking a look backwards to see how neighborhoods were built before we became so automobile dependent. So the idea is to build neighborhoods that function like neighborhoods. If you look at, if anybody looks at their favorite neighborhoods in, you know, the country, they point to, you know, places like the Garden District in New Orleans or Alexandria, Virginia, or the Battery in Charleston, South Carolina, or Savannah, Georgia. And or in Arkansas, they point to places like the Heights and Hillcrest and Little Rock or the Historic District in Fayetteville and now downtown Bentonville. And all those places have a couple of things in common. First of all, they have a mix of uses, so that you have office and retail and jobs and entertainment and residential all in the same relatively small area, so that you can walk from one to the other. The second thing they have is a mix of residential units. So they have small homes, large homes. They have residences for rent. So they've got apartments and flats in addition to single-family homes, maybe townhomes. So the Johnson Square neighborhood looks back at those kind of neighborhoods, and then functionally, you know, we see how well they work, where people spend a lot of time interacting with each other. So we've drawn from those neighborhoods, and basically all of our decision making is around how do we enhance human interaction, and really by having a mix of uses and a mix of unit types, that's one of the ways that we get there. And then we also provide a variety of outdoor spaces and you know, public and private meeting places, from front porches to coffee shops, for where people can spend time together and get to know each other more.
You mentioned the function of the neighborhood, and you told me a couple weeks ago, you know, one of the critical functions was, you know, your design team spent just as much time designing the spaces in between the buildings as the buildings themselves. Why is that important?
Well, that's right, and we do that in a couple of different ways. One, we have a variety of outdoor spaces. So, you know, some spaces in the neighborhood are very rural. Around the edge of the neighborhood, we have trails that go through through a gully that cuts through the north side of the neighborhood, so that you have a opportunity to take a walk in the quiet. And at the other end of the spectrum, we have the square, which is very active, and we'll have larger events and, you know, pretty much surrounded by shops and restaurants. And so that'll be very active. And in between, we have small pocket parks, and we have the great park in the city is building to the south of us, where people can go throw a frisbee or you know, play games outside. So we think not in terms of just volume of outdoor space, but also what's the function? What is the function of this particular outdoor space? So we do spend a lot of time thinking about how people might use the spaces between the buildings. And we think about the relationship of the buildings to those spaces as well. For instance, if we have the green, we want the buildings that face that to really be able to address the square and to be able to interact with that. We want people to be able to grab a lunch and go eat that on park benches in the green. And so we want the buildings to interact with the public spaces as well.
And obviously this will have a significant impact on Johnson, economic impact, residential impact, commercial impact, but what can the impact be for the region and the surrounding areas?
Well, you know, this will be a very nice neighborhood, but I'd say that it won't be exclusive. We want people to really come to Johnson Square. If they don't live there, we want them to be able to come to the area and enjoy it. So, we want the impact to be much broader than just the folks that live there. We certainly want the folks that live there to have a great lifestyle. We want people to, you know, in this convenient location, which, like you mentioned before, is between Springdale and Fayetteville and right off of 49, well, it's an easy place to get to. So if we're having an event in the square, we want people to come and be able to make a night out of it. We want them to be able to come and have dinner beforehand, maybe see a show in the square, and then afterwards have a glass of wine or have ice cream with the kids and really to enjoy the neighborhood as well. And so we want the impact to be broader than just for the folks that happen to live there. We want people in the region, and particularly in Johnson, to be proud of the neighborhood. Again, even if they don't live there, we want them to feel ownership of the neighborhood. And that's kind of an important point. We, as a developer, we just put the bones of great places and in the framework. And then the people that use the space, whether they work there, whether they visit, or whether they live there, they make the space into a place where people can enjoy themselves. And you know, 10 years from now, we'll be done with buildings, but the neighborhood will have a character of its own, and that's going to change in ways that I haven't thought about yet. So, and that's part of the fun, is watching people take something and then make it their own.
Davis said after infrastructure work is complete, he expects construction on 3 mixed-use commercial buildings and maybe even a handful of residential homes will begin before the end of the year. He said 1 year from now, the goal is to have people living and working in Johnson Square. For much more on the project, be sure and read the story in the current issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. We're back with more after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop, and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
Staying in Johnson, a commercial real estate deal closed recently, changing ownership of the Shops at the Mill development. The local Keller Williams real estate franchise Market Pro Realty bought the building for $1.9 million. Executive broker Larry Robison said the firm will relocate its existing office in Johnson to an empty 6,000 square foot space in the building. The remainder of the property, approximately 15,000 square feet, is fully leased to four tenants. And that's all we'll have for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Be sure to keep up with these stories and others each and every day on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.